Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. Celebrating our parents on special days is a relatively recent American tradition that began during the 20th century. The Harmonia Tradition series continues this week with a look at the origins of each day with music specially chosen for Mom and Dad, as well as a new release of Beethoven's Sonatas for Fortepiano by Ronald Brautigan.
Thank you.
Ronald Brautigam performed the first movement, Presto alla Tedesca, from Beethoven's Sonata No. 25 in G Major, Opus 79. A new release on the BIS label, Brautigam's performance is part of Volume 6 in a continuing series to record all of Beethoven's piano sonatas. His latest endeavor follows his recordings of Mozart and Haydn's complete piano works. Every year in early May, we set aside a special day to celebrate our mothers, the women who brought us into the world, care for us, and make sure we make it into adulthood with a sense of purpose. They're there for us through thick and thin. Although days that recognize mothers originated as far back as the middle of the 1800s, it wasn't until the 20th century that it became a national day. The tradition of celebrating Mother's Day began with a presidential proclamation. On May 9, 1914, Woodrow Wilson declared it a national holiday. 24 hours earlier, Congress had passed a law which set aside the second Sunday in May specifically for mothers. Since Mother's Day is a tradition that doesn't go back very far in history, we've specially chosen music in honor of our mothers. We'll begin with tenor John Potter singing two songs from the 17th century.
Accendi quelli, spiegata all'ore, o agelenti gami, com'io l'amei, com'io l'amei, caldi sospiri, vita nel cuore spiri, vita nel cuore spiri,
Thank you.
d'origine bellezze angeliche, furo dell'anima, trasse l'ardore, squarcio bel fiore, ruppo l'onore, con finto cielo, o mio dono, o mio dono, squarcia. Oh. son dolci.
Music in honor of Mother's Day, an American tradition we celebrate the first weekend in May. We heard tenor John Potter and his friends perform two songs from the 17th century, Giovanni Felice Sanchez, Accenti Querulli, and Riccardo Rognoni's Ancor che col partire. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to music chosen in honor of our mothers. One tradition that originates with Mother's Day is the wearing of a carnation. The flower, usually white, symbolizes the purity of love that a mother has for her child. The custom was initiated in 1907 by Anna Jarvis, who passed out 500 carnations to every mother in the congregation of her own mother's church. The deed was part of her life's work to have a day that recognized women. Today, there are other colors and different meanings attached to them, but one thing remains true. Our mothers are as special as they've always been. We'll hear three movements from Rameau's opera Dardanus. The Philharmonia Baroque Orchestra is directed by Nicholas McGuigan. Thank you. We heard three dance movements, Air Gay, Air Gracieux, and Chaconne, from Rameau's opera Dardanus. Nicholas McGuigan led the Philharmonia Baroque Orchestra. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. This week on Harmonia, we celebrate Mother's Day and Father's Day. Like Mother's Day, the day commemorating our fathers was made a national holiday within the 20th century, but decades later. In 1966, President Lyndon Johnson declared Father's Day to be observed on the third Sunday of June, but it wasn't officially observed until 6 years later when Nixon was in office. We'll hear a couple of pieces in honor of Father's Day. Marco Beasley and L'Arpeggiata perform two works by Stefano Landi. Christina Pluhar directs.
Cantando, si io morissi.
We heard music by Stefano Landi. Christina Pluhar led the ensemble L'Arpeggiata. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to music chosen in honor of our fathers. Although Father's Day became a national holiday somewhat late in the 20th century, the day had actually been celebrated in a less formal manner throughout America since Mother's Day caught on decades earlier. First celebrated in West Virginia, the day took place in July and not in June. Thank you. The overture to Handel's Music for the Royal Fireworks, the English concert performed under the direction of Trevor Pinnock. Our new release of the week is Volume 6 in fortepianist Ronald Brautigam's ongoing endeavor to record Beethoven's complete sonatas. It comes to us from the BIS record label. We'll hear the sonata number 24 in F-sharp major, opus 78, Adagio Cantabile, Allegro ma non troppo, and Allegro vivace.
Thank you. Thank you.
We heard Ronald Brautigam perform Beethoven's Piano Sonata No. 24 in F-sharp major, Opus 78. His performance is part of a new release on the BIS label. Support for Harmonia is made possible in part by the Crystal DeHaan Family Foundation, serving organizations in central Indiana and recognizing the children and families of Crystal House International. Support for the Harmonia Tradition Series comes from the E. Nakamichi Foundation. More information about Harmonia and Harmonia's new CD, Beautiful Baroque, Music for Weddings and Other Special Occasions, is on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Thanks to our studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Additional technical support comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy the Harmonia podcast and WFIU's Ether Game musical mini quiz. Both are available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and Indiana University. Christina Kuzmich is our executive producer, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.